SRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump says the topic of abortion is not a big factor in this year's elections. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The former president told a news conference that after the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion has become much less of an issue.
I think the abortion issue has been taken down many notches. I don't think it's a big factor anymore, really.
However, Vice President Harris has made access to abortion a central theme of her campaign. Trump claimed that everybody is happy that the issue is now being addressed by state governments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democratic Party's nominee for vice president does not align with mainstream American values. On the Salem Media Group program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson says Kamala Harris has picked a left-wing running mate for her campaign.
Tim Walz is a far leftist. I mean, he's giving sanction to socialism. He thinks it's a great idea. He says that we ought to have sanctuary cities and that illegal aliens ought to have driver's licenses. I mean, this guy does not line up with the values of the American people, and I think this is a very telling thing because they have a pro-Hamas wing in the Democratic Party, and she was afraid she'd start a civil war in their party. That's where we are. The objective facts cannot be overlooked.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast this week on The Hill starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time this Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Nagasaki has marked the 79th anniversary of its atomic bombing at the end of World War II. That bombing on August 9, 1945, killed 70,000 people, 3 days after the bombing of Hiroshima killed 140,000. The Dow is ahead 140 points now, the NASDAQ composite adding 119. This is SRN News. The Biden administration studies puberty blockers.
Townhall.com reports that millions of taxpayer dollars are being spent by the National Institutes of Health to discover the, quote, mental health benefits of giving confused children puberty-blocking drugs to allow them to live as the opposite. A trio of large hospitals are also helping NIH with its research. They are Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C., Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, and Chicago's Lurie Children's Hospital. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Ohio says a state law that bars sex change operations on children can go into effect. The American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio says it will file an immediate appeal. The law bans surgeries and hormone therapies for kids unless they're already receiving such therapies and it is deemed a health risk to stop by a doctor. This is SRN News. A recall of electric ranges.
Samsung is recalling more than 1.12 million electric ranges used for stovetops after reports of 250 fires and dozens of injuries. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, these slide-in ranges have front-mounted knobs that can be activated by accident if humans or pets unintentionally contact or bump into them. That poses a fire hazard. The recalled ranges were sold between May 2013 and August 2024 online at Samsung.com, as well as in retailers nationwide, including Best Buy, Costco, Home Depot, and Lowe's. Keith Peters reporting.
Juan Chichi Rodriguez, a Hall of Fame golfer and one of the sport's most popular players during a long professional career, died Thursday. He was 88. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.